Do you know what, Jen? I don't think I've ever looked better in my life. I think I'm at the peak of my physical prowess.
I think you are.
At the moment. And yeah. I would love to share that with people. I'd love people to be able to see me in the flesh.
It's selfish to keep this.
It is. This amount of radiance needs to be shared. So I thought what I would do is invite people along to see me in real life.
To be in the same room at the Museum of Comedy.
At the Museum of Comedy, because comedy is what I do most of the time.
And you belong in a museum.
No.
It was, how rude.
My self-esteem had climbed and now it's back down on the floor. But no, I love the Museum of Comedy and I'm going to go there and I'm going to take my raw magnetism with me on Wednesday the 24th of April.
Can I come too?
You can. Just try not to sort of detract from my glow, you know.
Okay.
We are going to have the magnificent Jenny Ryan, a magnificent guest.
Ooh.
TBA. Wednesday the 24th of April. Put it in your diaries. Bring your sunglasses because I am shining.
Yeah, get your tickets now. The link is in our social media or from the Museum of Comedy website.
Oh, please do come. Jen's all right as well.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's your name?
Jenny Ryan.
Correct. What's my name?
Lucy Porter.
Correct. What are we doing?
We're making a podcast all about quizzing.
Correct. What's it called?
Fingers on Buzzers.
Correct. Well, hello everyone and welcome to a very special Edinburgh Festival edition of
Fingers on Buzzers.
Lovely. Wow.
And what a lovely crowd we've drawn to our private karaoke booth.
Oh.
It's much as I love doing this podcast, it does seem a bit of a waste that we're not doing karaoke, right? Like, maybe
we can stay
end.
For the second hour and yes. We just have to pay for that. Yeah.
I'd be very happy to. Let's describe what we do.
Yes. My name is Jenny Ryan. I am a professional quizzer on the television. And this is Lucy Porter, who is apprentice
yes.
quizzer.
When your That's... friend looks at you and goes, what are you?
What do you do?
What is she? Yes, keen hobby quizzer. She teaches me everything that she knows and I love her for it. So we have guests on the show. We have one today. Mystery guest. Who could it be?
It's one of you.
We could do everyone, actually. We could just do one at a time. Yes, our guest today is a brilliant comedian and the first man I saw this morning.
Oh.
Before his wife or my husband get the wrong idea, it's because we were out late drinking.
The spirit of the fridge.
And had disappointing intercourse.
Spirit of the fridge.
That
yeah,
is
yeah,
the
yeah,
spirit
yeah.
of that. So before we introduce the brilliant Ed Byrne, I'm going to do a little quiz for you, Jenny, which will familiarise people who don't know the podcast with the kind of people that we've had on before. So
we are all about the quiz world, but in particular, the quiz shows that have brought us joy over the years. We've talked to quite a lot of people who were involved in making those shows,
mm-hmm.
from behind the camera to hosting them and You're quizzing me on some of those people we've talked to.
I am indeed.
That's as much as I know.
So, yes, some of our guests have been featured in The Guardian's Life and Style Q&A. And I thought I am going to give you some answers that they filled in for that questionnaire. And you have to guess who the guest was.
Okay.
So one of our guests was asked, what is your most unappealing habit? And he said, I bite my fingernails and use them as toothpicks.
Okay. I mean, you didn't need to say it was a man, but it's a man, right? I'm going to go Les Dennis.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I can tell he's a fellow fingernail nibbler like myself, but I've never used him as a toothpick. Maybe that is like a life hack.
Amazing. I didn't know you did it. And I found it disgusting when I found out he did.
I just bite them and then I burn them in case anyone uses them for witchcraft.
I would be tempted to clone you if you left any behind. Okay, this is great. So this is one of our guests. Again, it's a man, which I think, again, you might have guessed from their response. They were asked, would you rather have more sex, money or fame? And they replied, sex.
Wow.
So which of our guests would like above money, above fame, is after more sex?
An undersexed guest. Who has seen?
Did anyone try and hump your leg?
Who was the most horny guest we've had on?
Until today.
What about Paul Ross?
It's a surprising answer. It was the Reverend Richard Coles. It is a surprise, isn't it? What is the trait you most deplore in yourself? My sneezes sound like coughs. That was such a sweet little answer. That was lovely.
That's never anything I've heard as a personality flaw.
His greatest fear was putting the bins out too late. Hard relate to that one. And I could give you one more that will give it away. Have a guess now and then
Sean
I'll
Sean Williamson.
It's not Sean Williamson. I imagine he does put his bins out on time, though. In answer to the question, when were you happiest? He said, probably when Fulham beat Juventus 4-1 in the Europa League. Yes! Ed Byrne has won himself a prize before he's even been on the show. And the answer was, it was Richard Osman.
Of course you were right.
Yes, you were completely right. Richard Osman as a volunteer by our guest. So shall we bring him on?
Well, he's obviously very keen to get involved.
He is an amazing comedian and something of a quizzer as well. Please welcome Mr. Ed Byrne. Goes. Pop yourself.
How conceited is Richard Osman that he thinks his worst trait is the sound of his sneezes? You've got to really have a high opinion of yourself if you think that's the only thing wrong with you. Clearly, Richard Osman's poo doesn't stink.
He doesn't pick his nails and use them as toothpicks. I mean, you know, the best one was I was going to do Michael Sheen because we had him on and Jenny's obsessed with him. But his is so bloody worthy. Like all of it, it's what is the trait you most, you most regret or whatever. And it's like, just not doing enough to help the world, guys. And I was like,
it would give it away as well.
Yeah, yeah. Give it a rest, mate. So, Mr. Ed Byrne, delight to see you.
I'm here.
And your show is phenomenal. Can I say that before we go any further?
I appreciate that. Especially as you were just there last night.
I was.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's called Tragedy Plus Time. I laughed. I cried.
Yes, it's my first time doing a comedy show with serious bits in it.
Yes.
Sad bits in there, yeah, yeah. It's like an hour long episode of Scrubs. Yes.
That's on the poster. Yes. That should be on
there
the poster.
Yeah, I think it's an episode of Ted Lasso where they really focus on the divorce. Yeah.
But we're not really here to talk about your comedy.
No, absolutely
brilliant
not.
Though it is. We are here to talk about quizzing. So we have quizzed together very recently.
We have, yes.
For your podcast.
Yes, because I'm doing a podcast which still hasn't launched, but hopefully will by the time this goes out. So I swear to God, I have a podcast. I have 7 episodes recorded, ready to go, and they're nowhere. I have a conversation tomorrow with Acast They need to be online by Saturday because an episode of Saturday Kitchen I did where I plugged the podcast is being broadcast this Saturday. And if they don't get it up there, I'm going to be plugging a podcast that does not yet exist online. Don't tell Acast, they really have me over a barrel. But yes, all about people's hobbies and yours being quizzing. We went and did a quiz together and we won.
And we did.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course she did.
And I've never been welcomed back since.
No, having been back.
I have. And we haven't done as well. So clearly you were the magic ingredient.
Well, you won the week before as well, though, didn't you?
But then it did all tail off after you left. But it was it created something of a kerfuffle when he came in. But the quizmaster fancies himself as a bit of a comedian. And he did. Oh, what was the one where it was what set our worker bees?
Worker bees, yes. And they're all female. But he said, "But then you can't tell these days, can you?" Yeah. So, all right, mate. Right, finger on the pulse of the whole gender and politics. Yeah.
Sums it up. Yeah.
It was a bit eggy. you entered into the spirit of it hugely because you are a massive.
I love
quiz,
quiz, yeah. But I was, and the thing I was most worried about was the fact that one of the things at that quiz was you got extra points depending on how few people were in your team. So it was kind of weighted. But then my podcast producer obviously showed up just to record us. And I could feel eyes on us going, hang on, there's an extra person at their table now. And I go, no, she's just recording a podcast. Likely story, you know. Yeah.
It gets very angry. We got accused of cheating last time just because we did really well in a round. And nobody could believe that we'd done that well. And but it was medical and we had two nurses on our team. Mm. So we had to explain this to the whole room as they all kind of looked on tutting. But you don't have a local pub quiz, you?
No, I don't. One of the most annoying pub quizzes I've ever been to, though, and I think we talked about this on my podcast, my parents go on holiday to Carralejo in the Canary Islands every year. They go for like a month in March, April, and then a month in November, October, November. And they go to Rosie O'Grady's, and there's a pub quiz there every Wednesday, I think. And the rule is, it's not what's right, it's what the quizmaster says is the answer. And we all went as a family for my parents' wedding anniversary one year. We all decamped to Carralejo and we all went to the quiz and I remember there was one question, what are the names of the gases that cause the hole in the ozone layer? And we, being the nerds we are, put CFCs, brackets, chlorofluorocarbons, for extra points.
Very good. Right?
And he said, greenhouse gases. And we're going, no, that's global warming. Same thing. And we're like, no. No, so then we spent the rest of the quiz going, right, what do we think he thinks the answer is for this one?
He'd have loved what do bees identify as the answer.
Yeah, it's a trait of quizmasters who just want to make some sort of political comment.
What do you do, Jen? What do you do when the quizmaster, like, you're a professional quizzer, quizmaster gets it wrong, what's the etiquette?
A good quizmaster should be able to accept a challenge, but also a good quizmaster wouldn't have got it wrong in the first place. They would have done the research. But I think a problem is there are a lot of the pub quizzes that you go to these days are franchised out. So they'll write a set of questions for Monday and then send them out to basically some child quizmasters who have read these words for the first time today and have no way of knowing whether it's right or wrong, where the information comes from, how to pronounce things. So those are quite infuriating. But a good quizmaster will have probably been through the questions earlier and anticipated any challenges and checked them out and then been able to go, actually, no, it is 100% correct.
So that's why Bamber Gascoigne used to write questions for University Challenge. So he went through every single question so he knew... Mm-hmm. What the alternatives
he'd
are.
He'd read around the subject of every question.
Put sources down and
this we'll not see his like again.
No.
People just don't have that kind of work ethic nowadays.
I'm all raging as if.
He's got a screen, he can't make notes.
I don't like that. I don't like the screen. What's wrong with the card? Why can't you read questions off a card?
Also, so far, I've diagnosed him with needing varifocals.
because he's it's a big old screen that, and he's squinting at it. I've just enlarge those letters or get yourself some specs, Amel.
Oh, do you know what though? But I'm like, if people give me a script now and I have to say, can you make it in the big font, please? And it is the most nannerish thing you ever say. So he's probably just vain. He's probably just a vain man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think my nerdiest quiz habit is? Is first of all, is making sure to listen to Pop Master every morning, yep. Even now that it's moved over to Greatest Hits.
Wow.
Is if I suspect somebody of cheating, I then take to Twitter to see if everybody else suspects somebody of cheating.
Yes.
That's my most, and I'm so happy when I've realized that everybody else agrees with me.
Oh, yeah, there's a Facebook.
Definitely cheating there. Definitely cheating there.
Yeah. I remember the day, 2021, and the guy is there, and it was, you know, which band covered the Beatles' Dear Prudence in whatever year it was.
Oh, but he said, Suksy.
Sushi.
Sushi in
the band. Sushi in the band.
A shout out here to, I've got a cluster of quiz friends who do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And at about 10:35 every morning, a judgment will come down. Steve will post at it. And that's all he needs to post.
Yeah.
And we all, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I remember one time it was named, it was, you know, 3 and 10. It was Jesse J.
Yeah.
And the guy, silence for 7 seconds. And then 3 Jesse J tracks just popped out.
Oh, I mean, that's not miraculous.
You'd go, price tag, and then, and then another 2. If you actually knew who she was.
Yes.
Liar.
Yes, rather than the first 3 that come up.
Yeah. And you can tell when he knows they're cheating, and he never calls them on it.
Because he's too nice.
The old dick. If that was me, I'd be ruthless. If that was me, I'd be ruthless. Oh, what do you mean, Lena Lovick? That's, you're reading that. It's pronounced Lena Lovitch. If you either know the answer or you don't. Anyway.
Have you watched the telly version?
No, I heard it's quite good.
It is quite good, isn't it? I love the fact we've got clearly a hardcore quizzer right here.
Aficionado. That's,
there will
that's
be an opportunity
for.
To win prizes later. And if you're betting, put your money on this fella here, I would say. we have quiz together on television, and you let me down.
I did. No, that's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. I have been on Pointless 4 times now, and I have let you down, and then I have been in turn let down by Shappy Chris Andy, and then I have been very much helped to win by Jesse Cave, and then I absolutely totally carried Nina Benjamin across the finish line. So that's been I'm a 50% hit rate on Pointless, but yes, yours was my greatest shame. We were in the head to head against John McCrurick and his wife,
the booby,
his wife,
of course,
who's not a celebrity. My wife was sitting at home going, "Why can't I be on Pointless? I want to be on Pointless."
Well, she's not because she's called the booby.
Yeah,
I think that she got that. You know, it's like give Claire a nickname right now.
Bunty.
Bunty, that's there you go.
That is her nickname. That is her
there
nickname.
There you go, Edmund Bunty.
Yeah, you know, I talk about it quite a lot in my shows. Not as much as I used to. But, you know, could have done. Anyway, so yes, and what was the first thing? First one, I remember the first one was, we got the first one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I can't remember either.
I can't even remember what it was.
But we're thinking we're going to sail through because the booby was not pulling her away, was she? To be honest, McCrurick was the brains of the operation.
Wow,
I can't remember what the first thing was, but we got the first one, and then the second one was name a communist country. That was it, and we were going to say Cuba, but they went first, and they said Cuba, and we couldn't think of a more obscure one than Cuba. Even though there was Vietnam or Laos,
we'd forgotten about Southeast Asia. Yeah, that's what we'd done there.
And so we were 50. We were head to head when we had to name a Top of the Pops dance group. And you even said to me, "Oh, was it Legs 11?" And I went, "Oh, you think the Legs and Co."
Yeah, this was our chat. This was our little chat whispering away.
Let's go for hot gossip.
And I said, "Are you sure hot gossip?" We're on Top of the Pops.
I don't remember you saying that.
Said it.
I don't remember you saying that.
Well, let's review the tape.
And so the McCrurics went for Pan's People because they were of that generation. And we said hot gossip.
Let's see if it's on the board. It's not on the board.
They weren't on there.
No, they were ITV. You'll
they
know
were
this.
On. Yeah, they were on the Kenny Everett show.
Yes,
as were Legs 11.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Legs and Co.
Legs and Co. Legs and Co.
Yeah, I know.
And if we said Legs and Co, we'd have won.
Yeah. What could have been?
Well, it is time to redress the balance.
Ah.
Yes.
I'm going to quiz both of you. And the topic is Top of the Pops dance troupes.
Yes.
Now, there were five different dance troupes between 1964 and 1983.
Yep.
I've got a list here of everyone who danced in those groups. Mm-hmm. There are 47 of them.
Gosh.
I would like you to take turns in giving a first name of any dancer from this list. So you had the Gojos from 1964 to 68. These were all ladies who were born probably in the early to mid 1940s.
Yeah.
Pans People, 68 to 76. So slightly younger than that. Ruby Flipper, 1976. A couple of gentlemen in there.
Ooh.
Then we had Legs and Co, 76 to 81.
And then, let me guess, and was it Zoo?
It was Zoo.
Yes.
Yes, because I did look it up after. Yeah.
1981 to 1983, it was pretty much half and half men and women. Mm-hmm. You have three lives each. I want it quick fire back and forth. Give a first name. If it's on the list, you stay in the game. You have three lives each.
I've got 100% on a pants person.
A pants person?
Right. I'm 100% on that.
Go for it. You go first.
Shall I start then? I mean, this will be really humiliating if it's wrong, but I'm absolutely convinced that there was a Babs in Pants People.
There was a Babs.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
It's up to you.
Cindy.
No, Cindy.
Oh, yes. 47
names.
It was a good
No,
guess.
Cindy.
Yeah. Right, so now.
I mean, you can just go, if you've no idea, you can just guess at a name of a lady who was born in the mid-1940s.
It's your mum's mates, isn't it?
It's your mum's mates.
You know, my mum used to go to the bingo with Linda.
Linda was in the Gojo. Oh.
No.
All right, then. I'm going to give that technique a whirl.
I mean, it wasn't my mum's mate, Linda, who was in the Gojos. So I should put it in the same.
It might have been.
She had very bad varicose vein. She couldn't have danced.
Mildred.
Oh, no. Look, the audience is shaking their head.
It's not quite as bad as you'd think.
Millie.
No, that's an X as well. Sorry, Ed.
Do you think she did the audition?
Well, if Ed goes out on the next one, I think the audience should sub in.
Yeah,
Lucy, because you're pretty good at this.
Yeah. Go on.
Lucy, come on.
This is flashing me back to the penalties this morning. Mm. I'm like, the tension. Well, Debs was in there, wasn't she? Debs was dancing away. Little Debbie dancing. Do you remember?
Debs, Dee Dee.
Debs,
Zoo. Zoo had both a Debbie and a Deborah.
Nah,
I'm going to give you that.
She actually gets a life in lieu then, I imagine. Then she now has four lives.
Very impressive.
Okay, I'm going to go for a Lucy.
Oh. She's consulting a list.
You know what?
Lucille.
I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt. There was a Lulu in Ruby Flipper and Legs and Co. So you can have that.
You're being very kind. You're being very kind.
People do call
I wouldn't give me kind. That, but I appreciate it.
People do call me Lulu sometimes.
There you go.
Okay, sweet.
I mean, can I ask the audience?
I don't know if the audience is going to sub in. Do you want to keep your powder dry or do you want to play on Team Lucy?
I'll do one more. And then if the... Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go for... What have we not had? What's the sort of... Nikki. Nikki from the sort of early 80s.
Nikki with two Ks.
Two Ks.
You think there was a Nikki in Zoo? That's what you're saying.
I mean, yes, that's what I'm saying.
There was a Nikki. Ed, absolutely no pressure, but you've got one life left.
There's just so much riding on this.
If you give him the name of any member of Hot Gossip, you're
Cat.
Out. Cat.
Yeah.
Cat, short for Catherine.
Yeah. Kathleen, come on.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Eddie's out of the game.
Yes!
But I'm going to throw it to the audience. Mm-hmm. Audience, does anybody have a suitable guess?
Penny.
Very good guess. I knew a lot of pennies.
Was in Zoo. Yay. Penny with I. Lucy?
A prize?
Yes, a prize.
A prize.
A prize for Nellie Benny from Zoo.
Would you like, I've got some candied fruits and some red pickled red cabbage because the Polish shop was next to
the two food groups.
There you go, candied fruits. Yes.
Oh, vitamins in both of them, though. Lots of vitamin C.
Of the two, that is the one that you can open in this enclosed space.
Do you want another go?
No.
Lap of honour.
Anyone? Anyone else want to have a guess?
I guess Kim.
Kim?
Good guess.
Kim sounds very plausible, but there was no Kim.
You don't know how I feel. See, you just... it does not matter. And yes, it matters. Weird.
Arlene, she in there?
Arlene. Arlene was in Hot Gossip, so now that would have been you.
I'm just obsessed with Hot Gossip.
No, but you could have had Thelma, Wendy, Dolores, Flick, Lee, Cherry, Dee Dee, Gavin, Philip, Patty, Jill, Rosemary, Sue, Jeffrey, Eddie, Jeanette, Julie, or the other Julie, Downtown Julie Brown, Les Lance, Maureen,
Lance.
Michelle, Nicola.
Of course it was a Lance.
Void, which was short for Yvonne, Wesley, and various others. It was still a very well-played game.
Oh,
and
well
Lucy, you should have completely overruled the Hot Gossip.
Well, do you know what? I feel like I've really achieved closure here today.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a beautiful moment for
Vengeance
me.
And... Just acceptance.
She's a chief closure. Every time I meet her, she gives out to me about that day.
She's not allowed to anymore.
No, we'll stop. That's it.
We finally put that one to bed.
It is right. Picturesque. What other ones have you done then? What other celeb quizzes have you done?
So I've done the chase twice. First time, I took a record amount of money back to the table, only to then lose it because it was me and Eric Bristow, and he was fucking useless. To be fair, and he buzzed in on a golf question and then just stood there going, I sat there looking at him going, just say pass, dude, say pass. Yeah, so but then I did it again, and it was myself, Reverend Kate Botley, Dr. Range, and Posh, is that her name? Toff. From Toffy Nose, Snob, from Made in Chelsea. And we did pretty well on that one. Yeah. And then I've done Family Fortunes, where we won 30 grand for a charity that turned out the money was all embezzled. it was a massive scandal in the Irish charity world.
I get stick for not letting the celebrities win for charity. If you'd done your due diligence.
No, I know. Yeah, that was. But my sister played a blinder on that one because you know the way if you get like the is it six and if you get all six of the top answers and she got 5 out of 6 of the top answers.
Oh my gosh!
So I only had to get one. And then what else have I done? Mastermind came third. Terrible.
What was your specialty?
The Star Trek movies.
Oh!
I wanted to do Prince, but Beverly Knight had already done Prince on the same series.
That's why I hate Jeremy Vine, because he did Elvis Costello. Knocked it out for me, yeah.
John Bish was on the same episode. He came last, because he did The Irish Famine. And I got like 3 questions right. Wow. Yeah.
That's entertainment for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I told you after Pointless, I've done 4 times. I got 2 Pointless trophies. What else have I done? I did Tipping Point. Only got as far as the head-to-head on Tipping Point. The tokens didn't land for me.
Yeah. Well, that's it. A lot of that is down to luck the first couple of rounds. Yeah. I'm with you on that one.
She's a cruel mistress, that machine.
She really is, but I love her all the same.
We had Ben Shepherd on, and I was listening to it the other day, and he said, she's got a name. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's a female name.
Mm.
And you went, oh, but yeah, well, I mean, I can kind of guess what it is. And I, because I didn't want to look like a dick, I just went, yeah, you can. I had no idea. Can you tell me now what it was?
I can't remember now. I think I was just awestruck by Ben Shepherd being there.
Yeah, no, I thought you must know. Yeah, no, he was lovely, lovely man.
I think mine was quite sweary, so.
Oh, yeah. Good. Anyway, so Tipping Point. Is there any still left to conquer for you?
I want to sit in the Osmond chair on Pointless, which is you've gotten to do and see. And that I quite fancy beat the Chasers. That's
you want to come and do that?
That's like a bit of gas.
It's absolutely terrifying, apparently. Yeah. Not for us. We're very comfortable at that.
Yeah.
But Sean Williamson really raised the bar on that. How much did he win?
I think it was six figures.
But yeah. Sean Williamson is a quizzer. He's a he was on. He was like the know-it-all on Al Murray's pub quiz. Did you do that?
I never got asked to do that.
Challenge TV or what was it? Yeah, he did the head-to-head game and stuff like that. So he's right on it. Mr. and Mrs., does that count as a quiz show?
Yes, quiz and game. We're happy with.
Yeah, we did. We got to the head-to-head on that one, but
you
it was Angela Griffin and her husband won. But they'd been on before. They'd done Mr. and Mrs. before.
So they'd revised.
And they were against Jermaine Jackson. And then in between recording and broadcast, Michael Jackson died. And so they just couldn't use the episode. So they had to re-record their episode. Now, talk about an advantage when you've already done it once. Because there's an episode, there's a round where you hold up paddles where it's just a quick fire. Mm. And they nailed every single answer.
Like they've just come up with a pattern.
Like they've just gone, should we just go left, right, left, right, left, left? Yeah. You know, I'm not saying that's what they did, but they could have done. I'm not saying that's what they did. I'm saying that's what I would have done if I was them. I'm saying if they didn't, they're idiots. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the thing is with Mr. and Mrs., I suppose you could do it again if you were to divorce and remarry.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder if that's a strategy. I wonder
if anyone's ever done that as a second bite of the cherry. Honey, I do love you, but something niggles me about the Mr. and Mrs. thing, and I simply can't go on again with you, so it's over.
Now, I have always thought that you should sit in the Rich Osmond chair on Pointless, but really, you should be hosting your own quiz show.
I quite fancy that. Last time I saw Zoe Lyons, I was giving out to her about that as well, because she had just done one as well.
Yeah, we loved Lightning. It's great. It was great. It's not coming back now, is it?
No,
sadly not.
She got two series, didn't she?
Yeah, she got
the hit list. That's the other one I've done, the hit list. That was a bit of gas. Came second, but they still let me stay on for the final round, which was the pity fuck of quizzes. Oh, he was very good. He came second, he was very good. Let's have him on. Let's let him stay to the end, because he seems so keen.
So if you were to host a game show, what kind of game or quiz, we don't mind, puzzles, whatever, what would be your dream?
Oh, I think a movie one, to be honest with you. I think a movie quiz would be something I would absolutely love to do, yeah. I think it's quite difficult to get those sort of sorted, because clearance for clips can be quite difficult.
There used to be
one called Screen Test that was for kids. Do you remember that
with
one?
With the British Children's Film Foundation.
There was always a British Children's Film Foundation clip, And most times there was a trailer for a new film that they would ask questions on then afterwards.
Yeah.
You know,
that's just fair through, use. Fair use, many, they can use that, can't they?
Yeah. But, quite fancy that.
Surely someone must have done a quiz about TikTok or YouTube. It's the kind of thing that probably ITV2
should be next,
have done,
shouldn't it? Yeah.
Where it's trends. What happens in this little TikTok video. And anyway, you can have that as a concept, don't
you? Because I can't be arsed. I'm not going to pursue that.
But we, Ed, love to give our guests a quiz show to host.
Yes.
And so for you, we have reached for a pun. So so Amanda and I are like, what can we do? Ed Byrne. And eventually we thought we will resurrect quite a good format. 1982 to 1985, Paul Daniels hosted Odd One Out. Mm-hmm. So tonight we're going to play Ed One Out.
I like that's got a ring to it, Ed One Out, because it makes it sound like I won something as well. Producer Amanda, who came up with the phrase, was just like, that didn't sound like that.
I said it reminded me a bit too much of Not One Out.
On your head.
On your head, son. That would be good.
On my head, son.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've given you this format to host. Paul Daniels did it.
Do you want to explain the format?
No, you explain the format.
I'll explain the format then. Well, basically, it's been lifted from an episode found on YouTube. Our contestants must get the connection by guessing the odd one out, and they can buzz in at any time. Mm-hmm. And if they guess the odd one out correctly, they can either guess the connection of the other options or they can throw it over to their opponent.
Lovely. Okay. So Jenny and I are going to go head to head on this one.
Yes,
yeah?
You are.
You've brought them.
I have.
What buzzers do we have?
So we've got Tingy Bell.
Jungle Bell. And Golden Buzzer.
Not great.
That's a lot. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's not a fast, fastest finger first type thing, is it?
Oh. Train whistle coming. And then.
I thought that was a vape then.
And then, that one's falling. This one's too loud. Sorry, cover your ears. Horrible, that one. Really horrible.
No.
So what we should do is give Jenny a slightly more cumbersome buzzer.
Well, I mean, we're definitely past COVID paranoia at this point, that you've blown into three of those buzzers and are happy to then just pass them over.
I'll have the bell.
She'll have the one I haven't blown into. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
That I know of. I don't know. You get the job.
But that bell has been up her arse.
And I should be duck call.
You should be the duck call. Rightio. Well, I'm going to introduce you, I'm just going to remind you of the actual introductions Paul Daniels did on the day when he introduced 20-year-old Judith Nesbitt to the show, who, because it was the 80s, she did look about 40, to be fair. But he said, someone else who stands a chance of winning is Judith Nesbitt, who is so pretty, she also stands a chance with me. She's 20, single, and if Robin Day is watching, she wants one of your ties. Yeah, I don't know. That's what he said.
Good Lord.
Paul Goodall is a taxi radio operator and does an impression of Bing Crosby, but only singing White Christmas. Does either one of you want to do that? Want to sing White Christmas as Bing Crosby just to capture the
atmosphere?
No, I
want one of Robbie Day's ties.
I'm dreaming of
the world. Here we go. I'm going to say four things. You can buzz in at any time to say which one you reckon is the odd one out.
Okay.
I mean, if I were you, I would wait for the fourth. But go for it. Go for it. Okay. So here we go. Doctor. No one wants to buzz in after just one. No. Okay. Doctor. Nurse. Bachelor. Master. Lucy.
Nurse.
That is the correct answer.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Why, though?
Do you want to... Yeah.
The types of degree.
Could correct.
Could it not have been bachelor because the others are characters in Doctor Who?
Oh,
is the nurse a character?
Yeah, there's been a nurse in Doctor Who.
Well, are they called the nurse though, or they're just someone who was a nurse?
They were the ones that were they cats, like alien cats? They're all like sisters. They were nurses. Yeah.
Yeah. Nodding around the room.
Wait, really? Okay.
Well, I think.
Yeah, but I will argue.
She got it right though. She got it, and then got the second bit right.
Okay.
Knowing a second one that could have been right.
1-0.
You could have come out with that had you gotten the odd one out.
This is why we don't go to pub quizzes.
This is why you don't know whether or not to refer to her as your friend. This is my nemesis.
But also, would that answer have been right in 1982 for Doctor Who?
Maybe.
Because we are in 1982 in our heads, right? Everyone else? Yeah.
Totally, yes. So I am allowed to sexually harass the contestants. And afterwards, I'll be banging a researcher. Oh, the good old days. Can't even smack him on the arse now.
You are really taking over that.
Yes, I am. I mean,
non-politically correct quizmaster.
Yeah. I've been having the character just a little bit too much now. Yeah. All right. Okay, here we go. Next set of four. Amber. Jet. Ebony. Pitch. Ah. Lucy.
It's quite explosive. Amber.
Correct. Do you want to say why?
The others are black.
That is correct. Lucy is two for two. Okay, here we go. Another set of four. Vixen.
Oh.
Wolverine.
Oh.
Mare. M-A-R-E. Doe. Yes, Vixen. That's not me giving you the answer. That's me.
No, the answer.
Yes, Jenny.
Wolverine. Because the others are specifically females of the...
Correct! Yeah.
Very good.
It's hard to tell these things, though.
Can't even say that anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Another set of four. Bundle. Farl. Bannock. Jenny.
I'm going to go for bundle, because this sounds bread-related.
Correct!
Yes.
I was... then going to say singing hinny.
Yes.
So they're all buns apart from a bundle.
This is tense.
This all right. is the decider.
Load. L-O-D-E.
Oh.
Seam. Vein. Artery. Jenny.
Artery.
Correct. Why?
The others are things you'd find minerals in mines in, I guess.
All mineral deposits. Woo! Yes.
Very good.
Mineral deposit quiz. Woo!
He's now doing the bonus round.
Okay,
that's it. You are done. You are through. Here we go. The bonus round.
Do I win one of Robin Day's ties?
Here we go. Well, no. The prizes are, from this episode in 1983, his and hers pure silk dressing gowns. His and hers. I can't say that anymore. A luxury handmade leather writing case.
What?
Or a hammock. You get to pick one if you get it right.
Okay.
Here we go. So it's simply a case of I'm just going to give you three clues,
mm-hmm.
and you got to tell me who or what I am alluding to. The clues are Graceland,
awesome.
GI Blues, and Colonel Parker. Don't break your brain trying to think what the answer might be.
Is it Elvis Presley?
That is correct. Yay! The answer is Elvis Presley. And well done, because the taxi operator did not get it right. He did not know. He didn't have a clue. And apparently, when Paul said, it's Elvis Presley, he was like, oh, well, I hope he's not watching.
Wow.
How many ways can you get it wrong? Yeah. So, yes, congratulations. Jenny is the winner. And Lucy is the loser. More importantly,
Lucy
is the loser.
I will share my dressing gowns with you. You can have the other one.
Oh, you've taken me right back to pointless again there. It's just, we've come back round. It's reopened that wound. That's where you go. Well, that was tremendous, wasn't it, guys? My word.
There's definitely some commissioners in here, so we'll speak to you afterwards.
Well, it is quite a nice format, because it's got that, like, the, you know, the Only Connect wall. It's got the sort of connections thing. The format of it as well was that it was a winner stays on as well. So they'd have three contestants in the first half, three contestants in the second half, and the winner of the first half would stay on, and then I think could stay on
to the next show. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you could have at least a week in Twickenham to go to that little TV studio there.
Yes. I think it's high time for a revival, and I think it should be Ed Warner.
Yeah.
I think I've declared myself slightly too controversial already. Though. I think as a pilot, I'm clearly a lawsuit waiting to happen. I just can't help myself, even if I'm doing it ironically.
Now, we've got a little bit of time left and some prizes to give away.
Right.
Ooh.
So my suggestion is that we could do This is on the hoof, guys.
I'm sorry, but I couldn't help just know that Jenny's left the names of all the people. Now that it's done and I've lost that one, I can look. But yeah. In Zoo, there was a man called Clive whose nickname was Rubber Man.
It's true.
I have to say, I find that. I hope it's because he's flexible.
I remember seeing him on the clips. He was very,
he
very
flexible.
The worm, the body popping, all that sort of stuff. That was his story.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that just yeah. caught my eye.
Clive Rubberman.
also on the list, there's Leslie Judd, the
yes.
TV presenter, was in the Gojos. And there's also Sharon, who is better known as Sid. For reasons that will remain obscure. Oh.
You would have accepted Sid then.
I would have accepted Sid. Of course you did.
Sure. Yeah.
Nearly.
Sure. Oh,
so many nearlies in my career. So many nearlies.
This way
I add another nearly to the list.
Let's do a little question each. So you can have a little think. Your favourite ever pub quiz question.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. I'm going to give you another clue to a guest who has been on our podcast. So this person shoplifted from Jean Machine in Croydon in the 1980s, and she was caught, but she'd shoplifted a pair of men's jeans.
Zoe Lyons.
Oh, it shows what kind of person you think
Lucy
she is.
Porter?
It's not Lucy Porter. She actually, I think, was born in Wales, but she moved around quite a lot. She became famous for wearing an item of clothing that was not jeans. But she popularised in the
Jody
1980s.
I She's do quite famous for wearing something that wasn't jeans, wasn't she?
Not quite clothing, really.
Annika Rice.
Yes.
Annika Rice.
What's your name, Bella?
Ross.
Now, Ross has already won the candied fruits. So I can now offer you, we've got a couple of games.
We've got up to the second shelf of prizes.
It's got Do You Look Like Your Dog? Or Through the Decades Trivia. Nice. There you go.
Well done,
give it up for Rob.
Somebody clearly doesn't own a dog. Because otherwise, do you look like your dog?
Ed, would you like to ask a question?
Okay, this is one of my favourite pop quiz questions. What was the first film, and now it has only happened twice in Oscar history, what was the first film to win the Best Picture Oscar without any of its actors being nominated for an Oscar?
Ooh, that is
either
cool.
That year or a previous year.
Wow.
That's only ever happened twice.
Gosh.
What was the first one that happened to? Pardon me? No, that was the second time. Yeah.
Return of the King.
Nope.
I mean, I think you should get something for Parasite. I'm going to be honest.
I'd be happy.
Yeah, we'll
but
give
that was,
you a prize,
that was
don't
the mind. Second time it happened.
What year? What rough era are we
in? We're talking in the last 20 years.
Oh, this century.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great
It's a great question.
No.
These are great guesses, though. They're very good.
Yes. Right, you're like, and it's one of those ones where when I say it, you'll go, ah. One of the actors has since been nominated for an Oscar.
Okay.
For the Green Mile.
No.
Hurt Locker.
No. I'm going to have to. No, but you're getting closer with the title. He said Million Dollar Baby.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yes!
I'm just goal hanging. That is a cracker.
Well, we're going to give out a prize to, what was your name? Teresa for Parasite.
Yes,
would you like some pickled cabbage or a game about dogs?
Dogs.
That's easily got to be the worst game I've ever. I mean, it's got to be a wet Sunday before you pull that game off the shelf.
And this is for the cabbage.
For the cabbage.
Please wait until you get home to open it. You're not opening it in this room.
Which African country is an anagram of a South American capital city?
Mali.
Oh. I think the cabbage goes to Ed.
Sorry. You can't win everything.
Cabbage.
Down in one. Oh, what an absolute treat it's been to have you here, Mr. Ed Byrne. His show is fantastic. Go and see it. Give it up for Mr. Ed Byrne.
Thank you.
And You guys have been amazing, intelligent, and you know, warm, very sexually attractive. We can say that. It's like the '80s again. Totally bang every one of you. Not the children, but anyway, the it has been a delight and a joy. And thank you to everyone listening at home as well. Thank you very much.
It's very sad you couldn't be part of this weird.
But we will be doing more live shows, so please do come along to those. And we'll see you next time for another episode of
Fingers
on
Buzzers.
Fingers on Buzzers starred Lucy Porter and Jenny Ryan and was produced by Amanda Redman, with music by Kevin MacLeod and Justin Edwards. Email quiz at fingersonbuzzers.com and tweet at fingersbuzzers. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to join us next time for more Fingers on Buzzers.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.